everybody! Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair! But pre-recorded, what am I going to tell you? We're in the sword room. Got a letter here, and it's not like an advice letter. It's more like a life lesson kind of letter. And I got this email a while back, and it's kind of near and dear to my heart. Now, when I was in high school, I played football. I sucked. I was barely made the team for varsity. The only reason I made the team is, as per the coach, I was an ornery motherfucker. So I literally made varsity as a junior, and I was 117 fucking pounds. 117 pounds playing varsity football. And I was outweighed by 50 pounds, but fuck them. They couldn't make me quit. Anyway, this is a crazy story with a really decent twist on it. There's a woman involved, but it's not like she's not like a whore, or at least not in this story. She was more like the motivation. All right, so this guy's name is Teton T. Okay. He starts off with, this is a story of time and reality and how one man lost, but in the end, won.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Says he was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in May of 1978. So that puts him about 10 years younger than me. He's almost 50. And he grew up in Newcastle, Oklahoma. My childhood, for the most part, was uneventful. All right. Okay, cool. Didn't want to go into that. Until I reached high school. All right. Now, I know a lot of people who really don't remember middle school or grade school at all, for whatever reason. I remember all the way back to before kindergarten, for the most part, in between, you know, head injury shit. And before my TBI, my memory was fucking immaculate. It's not so good anymore. But, you know, little sticky notes and iPhone helps rectify a lot of that. And a lot of people get to high school and they absolutely hate it. Hate it. I hated high school. I could not stand it. All of the cliques and the bullshit and people fucking with you. I mean, I was a runt. I got fucked with quite a bit. And I had to handle business after school, which I did on several occasions. Got in trouble with the law. Got in trouble with the principal, the assistant principal, and at the end of the day, I was just a runt, and I would be like, hey, man, they put their hands on me first. I'm not having that. That is when I saw her. I will refer to her in this story from now on as Teresa for the purposes of anonymity. I am not the sappy type, but to be honest, I fell instantly in love with this woman. She was part American Indian and had platinum blonde hair, a mixture that I to this day have never seen again. All right, so this sounds like a super lust kind of thing. And I've been there. I know exactly how this works, especially in high school. You're not used to seeing that kind of shit. And all of a sudden, you know, especially high school, and most high schools are fed by three or four, feeder schools from, three or four different middle schools, and they just throw them all into one big mixing pot, and you see people you never saw before, and, it's a new experience. Listen, this is totally normal. Nothing out of the blue here. But, part American Indian with platinum blonde hair that's some movie star shit right there. All right. She was kind and very feminine and adored by all who knew her. So on top of being stunningly beautiful, she was very feminine and kind and soft. Like, dudes will fucking murder the world for women like this. I have seen them in my lifetime. I'm not simping for you guys. I'm just being realistic here. Like, when you show up on the scene and your hormones turn on, this stuff will drive you insane.
Don't mind if I do.
See, I made it a habit to speak to her at least once a day. All right, you're doing the drive-by talk to. I did the same thing. Not a big deal. And I went out of my way to assist her, even when not asked. There's probably a whole bunch of dudes orbiting this girl. Hey, can I carry your books? Can I do this? Can I do that? Yeah. And I've seen this. I've done this myself. Because of her, I joined the football team and the wrestling team thinking being a jock would get me a better chance with her. Very common. Now, I myself joined the football team not to pick up chicks. I joined the football team because I did not like what I saw in the mirror, and I was going down a bad road, and I needed to throw myself, into the pain. Listen, shit is not forged nicely. They take iron, you throw it in the fucking furnace, you beat the living shit out of it and force it into a shape that is conducive to what you want. It could be, horseshoe, anvil, hammer, sword, whatever. But I did not have any luck. All right, so obviously he was doing stuff to get her attention, and it's not working out. Another boy in the school, we referred to him as Mr. X, was also trying to do the same thing, and we became bitter rivals. I'm getting the feeling that he didn't know this guy ahead of this. They're in the same grade or whatever. He did not know him. He just kind of showed up in the high school, and boom, he's making a play for this chick as well. I get it. That's how men work. Okay, he was the quarterback star of the team, and I became the defensive star as an inside linebacker. So one was offense, one was defense. He scored or threw touchdowns and passes. I counted quarterback sacks and interceptions. That's how it works. I played defense. I love defense. To be honest with you, other than being blessed with durability, I really don't have a lot of athletic prowess. I just not a good at athletics. Catching, hand-eye coordination was never a thing for me. Throwing punches, that's a whole other animal. I mean, I literally started fighting in kindergarten, and then I pretty much stopped after I got blown up in Iraq and suffered a stroke. Or else I would still be in the ring sparring to this day, which I wish I could do, but I can't. We literally almost killed ourselves to win each game, and that's how you should play. And we're willing to die to earn favor for this girl, Teresa. Because of our efforts, we went to the state championship that year. Mr. X got a scholarship with Oklahoma State University. He's the all-star quarterback, and they gave him a scholarship. Now, just because you get a scholarship doesn't mean you're going to play right away. A lot of times they'll redshirt you for 1 or 2 years, and then you start getting opportunities to play during the games, you know, barring crazy injuries or what have you. And I had to play at a smaller college in Nebraska due to my smaller size when compared to other linebackers. That's fairly common. They typically want to see their linebackers, you know, 6 feet plus, 220, 225 pounds plus. You all muscle. You need to be Johnny on the spot. That's it. That's how they like them. If you don't fit into their pattern or whatever they're looking for, they're not going to pick you up. And Oklahoma State is a big college. So I'm not shocked when I hear this. See, I later got a walk-on position with the Kansas Jayhawks. I was not a starter, but later in that season, I got a chance to play because the main linebacker got KO'd by a lineman hitting him from the side. All right, so as a linebacker, you're literally watching everything go down, and you're basically keying on openings, trying to get the running back, and looking for short passes that come over the top. All right, if you are not on your game, and you have a 300-pound man running at, you know, 26 miles an hour, hitting you in the side of the head with his helmet, you're done. The game was against Oklahoma State, and Mr. X was the quarterback. Okay, now, first of all, this is the universe here. The universe does crazy fucking shit like this all the time. All the time. I think they call it serendipity or whatever. You can call it coincidence. I don't know if there's such thing as coincidences, but I think it's the universe doing stuff. The offense guy on the offense, the defense guy on the defense, who used to be bitter rivals over this platinum blonde half Indian chick from high school. This is now college. These guys are probably in their 20s, you know, 20, 21, 22. I totally forgot him up until I heard his voice calling out variables before each play. He probably had this huge flashback to, like, holy fuck, I'm on the high school football field. I can see this happening. In the fourth quarter, a lineman missed his block, and I got a chance to sack Mr. X and put him on his back. As I laid on top of him, face mask to face mask, I looked him in the eye and said, "Do you remember me?" That's fucking awesome. I helped him up, and we both hugged right there on the field. We shook hands and went back to our huddles. Now, I'm sure there was a whole bunch of questions from the coaches afterwards, like, hey, what the fuck was that all about? What, you know? And I'm sure this happens. Like, oh, we were on the same football team back in high school. I'm sure this happens all the time. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, I get it. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a fucking sport. You know, it's not like, you know, there are two different teams duking it out, you know, killing each other. It's a fucking sport. But just imagine that. Like, this one guy's like, oh, I'm going to be a starting quarterback or quarterback for Oklahoma. Yay, I got a full scholarship. Oh, couple of years later, boom, put on his ass by a guy from his high school football team. I think that's pretty cool, man. After the game, I went over to their locker room and made arrangements to have some beers with Mr. X. That is when I found out that he was also madly in love with Teresa as well. I can just imagine all the stories they had to say and all the shit they talked about, man. I would have loved to have been in that room right there, because you absorbed so much wisdom when you hear two men talking about shit like this. Okay? I've heard similar conversations in my life. And maybe that's why I have so many goddamn army stories, is I have been observant. I live in the moment, and I pay attention. There's so much to be taught to you by the universe if you can simply do that and have the other gratitude to accept the lessons. Okay, life is crazy, and the universe lines up bizarre coincidences. We both never went pro. I guess that's a whole other animal that's actually fairly common. You have all kinds of college superstar football players, and they just can't cut it in the pros because that's a whole other animal. I now own a survey company, and I send Mr. X a Christmas card every year. All I have to say is God bless Teresa. Fucking A, that is cool. That is fucking sweet. There's some life lessons in here, okay? Not everyone that helps you is your friend, and not everyone that fights you is your enemy. You don't really learn shit like that in school. These guys were rivals over a piece of ass that none of them got. All right. I wish they told me what happened to like this woman. I don't know what happened to her. She's part Indian. She might have pulled the pin on the fat grenade by the time she hit about 35. Who knows if she married some good dude and they have a bunch of kids and they're living the dream, the happily ever after. Who knows? But pussy is a very bizarre force in the universe. Men do crazy, crazy shit to try to, like, get a woman's attention in her favor. And they've been doing this forever. Whole wars have been fought over shit like this. But what are the odds? What are the odds something like this would happen? One guy gets a scholarship, goes off to college. Everything's great. The other guy has to fucking work for it. Grind. And he probably walked away. He doesn't say this, but he probably got a scholarship to a smaller college. And he could have just finished out his 4 years there and went about his business and probably done the same thing. But he left that behind to walk on to another football team. One that was probably higher up in the rankings or whatever, because he probably had a dream of becoming a professional football player, which I respect. I do. Those guys, they're fucking a different animal, man. They're a different breed of people. Especially on that field. The closest I have ever came to facing a professional football player was this guy named Torin Doran, and he played for the Southfield High School in Michigan. And he was a high school player at the time. And we all knew that he was going to be a pro football player. He ran circles around our team. There was fuck all we could do. He jumped over defense. He jumped over the line. Jumped in the air and caught fucking passes with like two fucking fingers. Outran everybody. It was like playing football against a black Captain America. Insane. And he did play professional football for a while, but he did not shine at all on the professional field like he did on that high school football field. And I have a feeling, you know, when he got up to the pros, he probably got humbled, because again, those guys are a different animal. Like, I used to compete for about 10 years as a kickboxer and a boxer. More kickboxer. I didn't do well at the boxing thing. I was basically a club fighter. You know, I fought a lot of five and six round fights. Not a lot of money in it. It was full contact kickboxing back then. And I took some amateur fights. They're fairly difficult. But when I stepped in there and fought my first professional fight, the punches were two times harder, two times faster. It was a fucking steep learning curve. But listen, everyone out here who just heard this story, just look back on your life, and I'm sure there's some woman from your past that you saw from a distance, or maybe you talked to her from time to time, and it just didn't work out. Maybe you hesitated, or you never took your shot. It is what it is. But you're alive now. Don't hesitate. Take your shot. Be the better man. And you know what? Step into the pros. Yes, it's going to get hard. It'll be difficult. But I think you could do it. Because all you really got to do to be a pro in this life is stand up one more time than you get knocked down. Plain and simple. All right, gentlemen, that's me for tonight. I hope you like this story. There's no revenge in this. It's just a bunch of young guys who were simping out over a chick and did great things. One of them joined the football team because of pussy and went on to play and get a fucking college degree. Fucking awesome. You guys take it easy. Talk to you later. From the echo chambers where no one did.